Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, this is going to be an awesome, great, wonderful day. Well, good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. It is January the 20th, Monday. It is a day that around this country we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. Oh, God bless him. He was an awesome man, and he had a dream. And so many of the things that, you know, he dreamed came to reality and is happening right now for a lot of people, I being one of them, because he had a dream. Part of his dream was for justice and peace, and though yet not everyone is experiencing justice and peace, but so many people are. And as a result of his efforts, his fight, his entrepreneurship, his leadership, how he was willing to take risks. And even though he didn't even get all of the rewards of what he risked, but we are getting that, his children, our children. He said, where little black girls and little white girls and boys would play together. And if you just look at the United States White House right now, you have seen little black girls grow up with little girls and boys, children, grow up with little white children with President Obama and Joe Biden. I mean, the epitome of Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. And so the dream continues. The dream lives on. But what about your dream? What about your dream of being an entrepreneur? Will you let that dream die? Will you let that dream risk being buried along with you one day? Or will you get the reward of birthing something? You know, I never had natural children, but from almost everybody that I've spoken with that have children, they tend to experience a great joy and type of happiness. Well, I'm not saying that birthing your business is comparable to having a child, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close. And those people who have businesses for something that they're very passionate about understands that feeling of like having your very child, that feeling of birthing something that is so very powerful, very special to you, something that you have to get out. And so we welcome the entrepreneurs to the All About Entrepreneurs show, where I am your host, Coach LaLisa. We are here to empower you. We are here for, as I say, empowerment, inspiration, motivation, and education, and entertainment and training. As an entrepreneur, you know, The topic for today's show is what every entrepreneur needs to know. There are some things that you probably can't pick up working for someone else. So if all your life you had a job working for someone else, or you were in a career or some profession, in a different, maybe your entrepreneurship is in a different industry than the one where you worked all your life. Or maybe you haven't even started working yet. Maybe you're a young entrepreneur, say only 18, 25. Right? Many of my students are in their 20s. I asked the question the other night in class. I said, how many of you want to be entrepreneurs? And quite a few of them raised their hands, more than ever before. I've been teaching this same course since 2002. It's 2003. I've been teaching the same course for 11 years. And now suddenly I see a change in the percentages of the students who want to go into business for themselves. And two of them have their own businesses. Two have landscaping businesses. You know, that's a very good business for a lot of people to start. And I'm going to be working with more and more people, helping them to start their businesses. But right here on Blog Talk Radio, we're talking today about what entrepreneurs need to know, what every entrepreneur needs to know about going into business. So for some people, you're just tuning in. This is your first time tuning into the broadcast. Maybe you work. Maybe you're typically up getting ready for work and you're not able to tune in. But we are here to talk about every kind of industry, whether you want to go into the movie industry, the entertainment industry, the educational industry, the transportation industry. That's a really hot industry right now. There's some really hot industries out there. Transportation is a hot industry. Health is a hot industry. Technology continues to be a hot industry. We know that real estate is more of a bedrock industry to go in to get your real estate license, even though the economy is not doing well right now and people aren't really, the housing market isn't robust. But because the economy is cyclical, it's bound to turn back around and go back up. And so, it's still, this is a good time to get that license while there is time to do that, while you have that opportunity. And then there's other, and I got to get back with some people who was in that industry, the real estate market, they could tell you a lot more. They could tell you a lot more about it. Yes, that's right. So what does every entrepreneur need to know? So one thing you need to know is that when you decide, when you make your mind up to become an entrepreneur, you need to know that that is a serious thing. That's number one. It's no longer a hobby. You're not playing a game. You're not just doing it because it's something that you can just haphazardly do. One thing I've learned, you have to be serious. You have to be serious, and with that, you have to watch some of the things that you do from here on in. So definitely number one thing that every entrepreneur needs to know is that you have to get serious. You have to take your business serious. It's not a hobby. It's not a hobby. Number two, the next thing you need to know is how much of an investment are you going to have to make to get your business started? Before you quit your job, because I know I went through that. you find your passion, you find something that you're really good at and you want to do, you want to just run off and do it. Well, I'm saying don't. Don't just run off and do it. Count up the cost, because there's nothing worse than being a starving artist, okay? It's not cute. It may work. It may be cute for other types of artists that do sculpture and paintings and things like that, and maybe a dancer or a singer, because maybe they're going to get that one contract that will give them millions of dollars, and so all the years that they were starving, they're going to get a payback. And any other type of business, it's not fun, it's not cute. So I'm telling you what every entrepreneur needs to know. And some of I can't give you everything because it's just a little short radio show, so I can't give you everything you need to know. So the other pieces you'll have to find out in my book that's coming out soon. But I will definitely share with you everything that you need and then some, okay? But to definitely understand that your business, you have to be very serious about it when you first get started. You have to realize that there are some things that you must do. And then the second thing is that don't quit your day job. Save up. How much will it cost you? That's right. What would be the cost? You got to think about that. Take the time to put it down on paper. Write it out. What will be the financial burden to your household, especially if you are a married person and you have children? You got to think about the burden that it's going to place on your family and on your household and on your budget. You can't just up and quit your job, as excited as you are, because in the end, you're going to pay more of a price in either stress, and some couples have actually broken up because of it. They quit their jobs, and they didn't have that income coming in. And as a matter of fact, I've heard and I've read statistics where a large percentage of couples that divorce, the reason behind it is finances. So be very, very, very astute about your finances. Make sure you start saving, and you know, the earlier the better. And here's the thing, just like a lot of people say for college at a very early age, or your parents started a college fund, you know, that's how early you should start an entrepreneurial fund for your children or for yourself. You know, we had this thing going around Facebook. If there's a plan to how much you can save, just a dollar a week or something like that, and you keep multiplying it, and at the end of the year, you could have yourself a couple thousand dollars. So time goes by very, very quickly. So definitely make sure you have counted up how much finances you might need, and you're not going to have it down to the letter. But every entrepreneur needs this piece of information, unless you're, you know, rich dad, poor dad's son or daughter, unless you are, you know, T.D. Jakes' son or daughter, or President Obama, then, you know, or some other person that has thousands of dollars to get to you. Maybe you have your own home that you're going to mortgage, go out for a second mortgage or something, but you need to have, and then if you do that, you definitely need to have a good, solid plan for how you're going to get the return on that investment. So you have to calculate, you know, a great ROI analysis so you can see where that money is coming in. And remember, when business, there are no guarantees. There are lots of rewards, yes, the reward of working for yourself, the reward of leaving a legacy, the rewards of reaping all the profits or most of the profits if you have partners or stockholders. So there are many rewards of controlling your own day and destiny, for that matter. However, there are many risks also associated with being in business, because you don't know which products will do well and which ones will not. I mean, sometimes, yes, you can look at, you can do great market studies to find out what people want, what makes them buy, and all these great, wonderful things. But there are still no guarantees. There are no guarantees. The only guarantee is that you will invest some money and time and energy and not know what you're going to get back out. That is a guarantee right there. So these, I'm just giving you things that every entrepreneur, I feel that every entrepreneur should know. And from some of the other entrepreneurs that I speak with, they feel the same way. There are tons of books already written to help you understand what things you need to do. Now, I have read some of these books as well. And I'm going to make it plain and keep it plain and simple. You know me, cut through the, no chaser, straight. Just take it straight. You don't need the chaser. You just need to know. You need to know quick and right now. You need to know what to do so you can keep moving. A lot of people right now that I've been talking to don't have a choice but to go into business for yourself. If you've been unemployed for 1 year, 2 years, or more, you need to start your own business. I don't even need another answer. Don't tell me what the economy is going to do. If you have been unemployed for that long, you now need a business idea. And until it gets back, how do you know when it's going to get back? What if it doesn't bounce back in your area of expertise or knowledge for 3 more years? See, the problem with the economy, that's just really, really funny. This is what you definitely need to know as an entrepreneur for sure. That what people are waiting on is this, it's the oddest thing, but what people are waiting on is the very thing that is not happening. So get yourself a business. Now, I'm offering people an opportunity to start a business, and it's not going to cost you, your investment is going to be very, very low. So what I'm doing is I'm training people on how to start their own business by writing a book. That's right, believe it or not. You can write a book and you can make a decent amount of money. So please attend my workshop. Don't neglect any longer. First of all, every entrepreneur needs a book anyway. If you have a business, you need a book, because the business needs multiple products, I should say. It would be the same as multiple streams of income. But in any entrepreneur in the 21st century, well, first of all, any entrepreneur in any period of time, all of the big entrepreneurs you see, whether it be your IBMs of the world, your Costco's for that matter, Amazon, you can do online businesses. It doesn't matter which business you talk about. Procter & Gamble, you name them. I know all the big names really, right? But it could be the smaller names as well. It could be your Dunkin' Donuts. It could be your McDonald's. They're big too, though. But all those businesses have multiple products and multiple product lines. So they have a huge product mix. So I don't understand why a small business would think that you can go into business with just your one product line. That just doesn't make sense. So don't do it. I'm telling you, every entrepreneur, you need more than one product line. Because here's the thing, when one product isn't selling, the other one might. And if that product doesn't sell, the other one might. But you want to have multiple products in your product line and your product mix. So that's something that I'm telling every entrepreneur, that and one of the easiest ways to have another product is to have a book. So I have other suggestions and ideas of things that an entrepreneur could have in their pipeline. I have more than just that one thing. So definitely, definitely, if you want to know more, you definitely want to connect with me either on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, or you can contact me right from my website, CoachLalisa.com, or release-your-power.com, and I can, you know, work with you and help you. If you want to join our Women's Association, you can definitely do that as well. If you are a female, you're definitely welcome to join that, and I'll be giving, as for the members, I will be giving tips and strategies on how you can, but that's what I do. I help come up with all kinds of ideas, and God just gives me these things that other people don't normally think about for their businesses, and then he just allows me to share them. So for those who are members of our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, if you are association, if you are a member, you will be privy to some of those, to some of that type of discussion and ideas that we can bounce around. Certainly if you're one of the persons that are part of our coaching program, you will also be privy to those kind of things, or if I'm consulting with you. But there are things that you will have to do if you want to be successful, if you want a sustainable income. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you can set your sights on some income that you have an idea for you as you're planning. So we have some wonderful trainings coming up, so please go to anymeeting.com/LalisaJWilliams for some different trainings that are taking place, and, you know, jump on them. Some of them are free. Some of them are for our members. Some of them, if you're a member of WALIA, you will get a percentage off of the training, but you have to contact me so we can get you set up with your discount and get you set up with your pass. For those of you who are members, you'll get your pass card. That will have a code on there for you that you can join the trainings. And you know our saying, membership has its privileges. Well, we're almost out of time. Can you believe how fast the time goes by? But that's what happens when you're sharing information. Again, so go to Facebook, go to Twitter, sign up, join up, get on board. And remember, there's many, many things that you could do to help your business be a success. That's why we're here. We know entrepreneurs, here's another thing entrepreneurs need. Absolutely, you need to have a group of people that you surround yourself with that are positive people, that are empowering, encouraging, and motivating. As an entrepreneur, one thing you do not probably want to do is to continue to have negative people around you. Let me tell you, I tried it. It doesn't work. Sure, there will be times when you will encounter negative people. You cannot avoid them. You may just be married to them. I don't know. They may be your children. They may be close friends, family, and relatives. But you have to find a way to shut them out. And or you have to counter that with being around enough positive people. That's why for those who want to be around the positive stuff that I put forth, I'm starting my very own mastermind group for individuals who just want a place to come. And I've had them before, and we stopped or we began to do other things. But I want to go back to that because I know it adds real value to people who are in business. You want to have other like-minded people that you can bounce your ideas off of. And it's very important that you get around people that are not going to be jealous, not going to be envious, not going to be feeling like, why are you doing this or that? So that's why it's good to be around other people who are doing awesome things as well, and you don't typically get that because they're busy doing what they're doing and everyone is supporting one another. So my mastermind groups tend to be sort of small, not more than 7 people, because if they get too big, it kind of gets out of hand. So we get small groups of about 6 to 7 people who have been empowering each other and bouncing ideas and powerful. I mean, I have several people in the group already, but we can possibly take in a couple more people right now. I think we have maybe, I think it's about three to four of us that are in the group now, but we can add a couple more people. So if people are interested, or if you would like to set up your own mastermind group, you can find out more about that. Now, there's a couple of major things that I got to tell you about that's happening today, January 20th, today at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There is a free webinar on today, free webinar at 2 p.m. where I will be talking about how you can turn your message into money, how you can make money from your message. And again, if you want to make money, if you're tired of being broke, if you're sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, or if you want a new industry, you want to do something you've never done before, you need to get on that. You need to get registered. In order to get registered, you have to go to www.anymeeting.com/LILISA, Little Lisa J, WILLIAMS Williams. So you need to get on that webinar today at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm excited about that. And also, there are several other things you want to do. You also want to follow the show. Make your comments right on Facebook. There's a Facebook page for All About Entrepreneurs. I've redone many of the pages there. There's a page there for people who are in the coaching program, Release Your Power. Then there's a page there for people who have membership with WLIA, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So the acronym I usually refer to as WLIA. Then there are people who attend our annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. This was our third year. It's happening August the 16th. Mark your calendars. Put it on your calendar. You want to be there this year. We have some awesome stuff going on this year. Already, oh my God, I know a woman who is a co-host on a weekly show in Nashville with Bobby Jones is going to be our keynote speaker this year. You've got to make your way to Newark, New Jersey. You've got to hear from this woman. She's done all kinds of things. She can empower you as an entrepreneur, and you will come, you will get education. We have workshops happening. We will have people conducting workshops, doing workshops. You definitely want to be there for that. And you can network with other vendors. You can network vendors. You get to showcase your products and services to a targeted audience. And if you know, so it's awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome this year. Awesome and amazing. So that's August. So don't forget. Also, writers, you got to write. First of all, authors, business owners, you definitely need a book. We can show you how to do a nice, simple book to help enhance your business. And then there is a writers' conference coming up in May the 3rd, right here in the city of Newark. And there's also, if you want to get your book published, you can go online almost any day of the week. And I can show you how you can get, now you can get the system, self-publishing kit by Coach Lalisa. So I'm showing people now how to write 21 books in 21 days. So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So please join me and some of the partners and the people that I'm with. You know, I'm with Denise Jenkins, Francine Humphreys. I'm with Kiva Renee. God bless you, Kiva. Elaine Haskins, Beverly Carter, Hope Harper. These are some of the names of the people that I've been dealing with. And Dr. Cindy Hunter, God bless you, Dr. Hunter. Ms. Donye, oh my God, Donye Hoffman. These are all powerful entrepreneurs. I got to get Donye on the show. I had her on the show, but I got to get her back on the show. We got Miss Gloria Walton with a rehab, with a halfway house. Now I just picked up a brand new contract from Wanda. So things are really, really popping. Things are happening fast and quick. We got several new authors that are coming on board to get their books published. I got people in Cleveland I'm still working with. So I'm telling you, you can have more business than you can stand. Trust and believe. So don't forget, I want you to come get the encouragement, get the empowerment, get the inspiration, get the motivation to be the entrepreneur that God made you. Be successful. Stay successful. And don't forget to be serious and committed to what you're doing. Make sure your finances are in order before you launch your business. If you've already launched it and they're not in order, you have to get them in order. And then this is what every entrepreneur needs to know. And you need to surround yourself with a like-minded people, people who are already where you are or ahead of where you are, not negative people who don't believe in your dreams and ideas and your goals. But get with people, other entrepreneurs like myself. You can tell us your dreams, or you can tell us your wild, crazy ideas. We have them too. So we understand. You're not going to tell us something and we're going to like look at you with that glazed over look. No, we understand. So we know that you need to be empowered, that you need to be encouraged. I know that. So that's why I do what I do. That's why we're here every morning. Some people will say, well, why do you have to do this show every morning? Because every morning my entrepreneurs need to be empowered. And I know that out there in the world, you're not going to get a whole lot of empowerment for your business. Because average person just believes in getting up and going to work for someone else, and they don't get you. They don't. So get over them not getting you, all right? And just tune into the show for a half hour. If you can't tune in at 7 a.m., then go back and listen to the archives. But you need to stay empowered and motivated, especially in this type of economy where that little voice is constantly in the back of your head saying, give up. Give up. And I'm saying, don't give up. Stay the course. Stay in there. Do the things that you're supposed to do. And we're going to talk about other, we have other topics. Check out the page and you can keep up with the topics that we have. But we know there's marketing in addition to finance. There's marketing. There's hiring. There's expanding. There's taxes. There's marketing, there's taxes and finance, there's marketing, you know, marketing is always there, marketing, promotion, there's some other key pieces to your entrepreneur. There's products, there's ideas, there's services, there's what's next, there's the next trend, and there's, you know, there's spiritual side of it. How do we do all that and stay saved? But I know God wants me wealthy because he said it in Deuteronomy 8:18, I give you power to get wealth. So I won't let any believer that either doesn't have any money or does have some tell me that God doesn't want me wealthy, because I know he does. Because he's given me gifts and talents and skills that I haven't even used yet. And I know you have some that you haven't used either. So this has been Coach Louisa. It's been awesome. It's been real. And you got to keep getting up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. And you are on the move. So, you know, I take that from my song by McFadden and Whitehead. Whitehead, my all-time ultimate favorite motivational song that I've been in love with since the 70s. From the first time I heard that song, I fell in love with it. And I have loved that song every day since. It was like, Jesus, I've loved him every day since the day I met him. And so, how many people can we say that about, right? Well, you know, I have a lot of fun, but it's been great. I'm excited. This is what happens when you get excited. This is what happens when you tap into your purpose and your passion. It just happiness and excitement just exudes out of you, and you get to that place where you know there is no one that's going to stop you. So don't forget, if you want to know how to make money, with your message, then you need to get onto my webinar at 2 o'clock. What time? 2 o'clock. It's like 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you today, a little bit later. God bless.